Good morning. We are talking with Howard Markline, state senator for Crawford County, parts of Grant County.
All of Grant County.
Mm-hmm. We were talking with you this morning. I know, we kind of do this monthly. So a check-in. I know last time we talked about the budget, and that's still ongoing. Not something that you're going to get figured out in just a couple days. It's more like months worth for a state budget. So I'll let you kind of update where you're at on that process.
Sure. So the Joint Finance Committee is the budget writing committee. I'm the co-chair of that committee. And so recently we started the agency briefings and then public hearings about the budget. Okay. The agency briefings is an opportunity for us to bring in some of the agencies and talk to them about their budget asks. Okay, so we bring in the secretary with the UW system, we brought in the president of the UW system. So, we had them in last week. The corrections secretary, a new secretary, I've had a chance to meet with him. And I've got three institutions in my district.
Okay.
Prairie, Boscobel, and Oak Hill. So,
okay.
So anyway, ranging from maximum down to minimum security. So, I'm obviously very interested in corrections and what they have in mind. So, and I think a lot of the questioning on corrections was, the proposal in the budget was basically to tear down the Green Bay prison up there, which is, it's old and it needs to be tore down. And then they kind of repurpose the Waupun prison. And again, Waupun is also incredibly old. And, I'm okay, both, in my opinion, both those facilities ought to be tore down. Mm-hmm. They were built in the 1800s. And they're just not, they're an old.
It's going to cost more to fix them than just starting new.
Yeah, exactly. I just think we ought to just face the fact, listen, we need to, tear both of them down and all that. But one of the concerns that was raised by the committee members, and I've talked to people that work at Boscobel and Prairie, is the concern that, they're basically, if the governor's proposal, he'd be tearing down Green Bay, repurposing Waupun. And where do those prisoners go in this maximum?
That was my next question.
Yeah, maximum security prison. Because they're talking about, pushing them down into medium security beds and or releasing them. And it doesn't
sound like a great option either way.
Boy, I tell you. And again, I've talked to people that work, in Boscobel and in Prairie. And, the concern is that, when you push somebody from a maximum security down to a medium security, this one person that I chatted with from Boscobel said that, we're going to make our medium security prisons the most dangerous places to work.
Well, that's what I was just going to say. There's a certain level of danger that goes with other prisoners, prison workers, and then danger to the actual prisoner themselves.
Yeah. And again, most of those people that have earned the right to be in a maximum security prison
have earned that right.
They've earned it. this isn't petty stuff, And
no,
this
not
isn't,
at all.
This isn't drunk driving.
No,
I mean, this is,
no.
This is bad,
murder and,
yeah,
and
right.
yes.
rape and all
yes.
kinds of horrible crimes. So anyway, so that's a concern that I've heard, and I shared that with the secretary. So anyway, so we will, we'll see where this whole conversation goes. I would welcome the opportunity to meet with the governor's office and to really come up with a solution here, because it's going to take the governor and the legislature to come together and say, hey, listen, let's, rather than kind of tweak this a little bit here and there, we need to come up with
nobody wants to raise taxes for a prison.
Exactly.
Because everybody thinks, well, these aren't exactly we'd rather put our money in schools or childcare, something like that.
Sure.
But, as human nature and human race, you still, you know, those people have earned the right to a prison and a safe prison. So, yeah, kind of one of those like double-edged sword ones. Yeah.
Safety on our streets and safety in our communities is also pretty important.
Yes. Yes, you know, it is.
I mean, I would not want to be the one responsible for releasing people and they end up committing a horrific crime.
Yes.
I mean, that is, you know, people.
You always hope for the best and think that, you know, people have changed or that they can behave. Mm-hmm. But I think, you know, you can hope for the best, but you got to be realistic as well.
So the other agency that we heard from was the University of Wisconsin System. They've got a big ask. They want $800 million more dollars in the budget, which is a big dollar amount. And so there are a lot of questions asked of the of President Jay Rothman. One of the concerns that I have, and this applies to our K-12 school districts, but it also applies to higher education, and that is the demographics, okay? There are fewer and fewer students coming through our K-12 system, okay? Mm-hmm. We got the numbers on that, the projections on that, and it just keeps dropping off. And so, you know, and I've got a forecast out probably the next 20 years of what that numbers look like. And so that means that the number of people that are in the pool that could go into the UW system is diminishing, it's declining. So my question for President Rothman was, have you factored that into your capacity? In other words, you know, they're just fewer and fewer people. And he's what he's saying is, well, we can increase the percentage of people that are graduating from high school going into college by 2%. And I said, well, what is your fallback position? What if that 2% doesn't happen? That means we've got an awful lot of capacity at the UW system that, you know, and it's costly. So anyway, so they thought about it, I guess, and I'm glad it's on their radar. But again, it's one of those facts that it's uncomfortable to talk about it, you know, because, you know, and as I shared with the committee and with the president, it's a lot more fun to manage a growing business and adding people and adding staff and building buildings and, than it is to a business
back.
That's in a market that's probably shrinking, you know. Yeah. And so anyway, it's not fun, but but that's kind of, I think, the reality that they may be in.
And I know you have some public hearings that are coming up as well.
Yes, we do.
Some that happened and more that are happening.
Exactly, Lori. So we've had two public hearings so far, one up in Kaukauna and then one in the Milwaukee area at State Fair Park recently. We have two more coming up later this month, one in Hayward and then one in Wausau. So, you know, they're all over the state of Wisconsin. And so far, I guess what we've heard, there's been some common issues, I guess, we've heard in both of the two that we've heard. One has to do with our K-12 and funding for special education in our schools. We heard that, you know, over and over in both locations. Heard a lot of concern from the disability community about Medicaid, and more concerned not so much about what has happened, but the threats of what could happen with Medicaid cuts, you know, which I understand, I fully understand that. So so those are fairly common topics at both hearings so far. And then like up in Green Bay, or in St. Green Bay, in Kaukauna, which is right in the Green Bay market, you know, we heard about the Green Bay prison. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, that's a big local
issue.
Story, you know, in their backyard. So we did hear a number of comments up there about the prison, and you know, and they want it shut down. It's you know, so anyway, it's good opportunity to hear feedback from people as we go around. And as far as the budget process, this is really inside baseball, but there are two court cases before the state Supreme Court. One was just heard last week, and that has to do with the governor's veto of a bill that did not include an appropriation, and we have to wait basically to find out what the court's going to say on that. And then there's another one court case having to do with a 400-year veto that he did 2 years ago. And so we're going to need the opinions of the Supreme Court on both those issues before we really can start
the nuts and bolts numbers of your budget.
Exactly, which is kind of frustrating. And for us, you know, we just need certainty. We need to know what the court's opinion is rather than speculate and then
you
have
plan
to backtrack
something and you blacked.
But that, again, that's all kind of inside baseball. But it could, you know, potentially. There is no timeline on when the Supreme Court's going to issue their opinions on these cases. So I'm hoping earlier, but I mean, it could be June, which, you know, our year
leaves your budget in limbo.
Yeah. Our year ends on June 30th. So if we don't get an opinion till, you know, mid-June, that really puts us in a tight spot as far as a budget.
We're talking with State Senator Howard Markline as we head into some warmer weather. So hopefully you can kind of get that budget wrapped up so you can enjoy the warmer weather.
Yeah, I love this time of year. I mean, it just, spring and fall are probably my two favorite seasons. I mean, this time of year, it just, on a cool day, warms up, and it just, I don't know, smells good.
It is. Yes, you know? You get out of winter and you feel better.
We're looking, I'm driving around looking at fields greening up and I don't know, you know, farmers are chomping at the bit, ready to get
ready
out
to
and stuff. And I was here in Crawford County a couple of weeks ago for Crawford County Town's unit meeting and all. And farmer, you know, a lot of the town chairman, town supervisors here and clerks are farmers and stuff. And so they were kind of joking with each other about, you're in the field yet and all that. So there was one farmer who said he had gotten his grain drill out and was seeding a pasture. So
it is that time of year.
I guess just to get out and, you know, and just to do something. So and people are getting excited about their gardens too,
stuff. Yes.
So yeah, it's a great time of the year.
All right. Well, thanks for stopping in, Wisconsin State Senator Howard Markline.